Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And again, I'm telling you, time is short, people. We have a short amount of time to the election. You need to get people to vote early, but don't mail. We see the USPS court case in Pennsylvania. They're corrupt. Drop it in the ballot box. Don't trust the machines. Do what my wife and I are doing. Drop it in the ballot box, but get 10 other people to do the same thing because we got to overcome the cheat factor. Okay, that's my PSA for the day. We are here again on the Common Sense Show to try to improve your life. We work on improving your life by improving America, hopefully. And hopefully you're buying into a lot of this stuff, but share this far and wide, please. All right, we have a special guest on, Jimmy Schwinn, and he's going to talk to us about the frequency wars being leveled against us, but from a slightly different perspective than Virginia Farver, who I've had on. Oh gosh, I've known Virginia now for about 14 years, and Virginia has been a guest on my show a lot. But Jimmy takes a little different angle. We end up at the same point, but it's different with something you've not heard. And so it's something we need to be considering because I believe people like John McCain died from related causes. People are dying every day from brain cancer, from other forms of cancer caused by electromagnetic radiation. And we're going to talk about one, what it is, how it does it. And then two, we're going to, well, you know, we're solution based, right? So we're going to go there too. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Thank you, Brother Dave, for having me on here today. It's an honor to be on your show. Been watching you for a long time and excited to bring this out to the folks. And a little bit of background about myself. I've been involved in frequencies for about 2 decades now, and I'm involved in a company that produces good frequencies we'll talk about later on, and then also involved in another company that's handling a big problem with scientists around the world. I mean, some of the top around the world that's handling a big problem that we're going to talk about also. All of these things that we're going to talk about, they're scary, but there are solutions to them, and we have to work together. So, Brother Dave, I'm ready to talk about the big elephant in the room, if you'd like me to, real quick, is what's called, well, there's two, EMF, there's EMF radiation, and we're going to talk about that, and there's electromagnetic pollution. And I want to talk about electromagnetic pollution first, because it is like, I've got a background in business. I've got a background in project management. So when I go in and I look at a company and I see all the holes, that means all the things that need to be fixed. I put them in the department and then I order them by importance. When I look at our current situation on this planet, I have the same mindset of doing the same thing. And I would say to you, what I'm going to talk to you about right now is number one on our list. Number one, because if we don't address it, then nothing else will matter because we won't be able to have a normal life on this planet. And that's electromagnetic pollution. And that's coming from, all the electrical wires, 5G towers, 5G satellites, which, by the way, I think Musk now has almost 5,000 up. China has said they're going to surpass him. There's other billionaires that want to get into the game of the satellite internet, and also mobile's moving that way. As we know, Starlink has a deal with T-Mobile also to bring cell phone globally around the world. With all of that going on, it's increasing the electromagnetic pollution. Now, one of the good things as we get into EMF radiation, I'll talk to you about, we have validation on a lot of things that are going on. One of the gentlemen that's involved in one of the companies was a head engineer at Texas Instruments. And he ran about anywhere from 40 to plus or more engineers for them. And they created the 1G, 2G, 3G, and about half of the 4G patents. Texas Instruments at one time was it. They sent their patents out to the whole industry. And so we've got some very interesting perspectives from his side of the equation, too. But this electromagnetic pollution is eating up our atmosphere. And now we have our big giant hole in our atmosphere. We got our magnetic field weakening, weakening. You can just go Google this stuff. It's unbelievable, what we're doing.
If
We
we go
chop.
further, if we go further with the weakening of the magnetic fields on the Earth, what's the downside for the planet and the people?
Well, a pole shift is one of the things
That's
that
what I
can
was
happen.
thinking, yes.
Yeah, a pole shift, which is not a good thing in any way, shape, or form. I mean, maybe over hundreds of years, a little bit at a time, but if you have something that happens within a day or two, this is not something that's sustainable for life on the top of this planet, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Let me share this anecdote with you real quickly here, because I've never got to tell this on air. When some intelligence people and astronauts found out I was the son of a guy who did some amazing things in Intel, I used to get invited to these private briefings in the mid to late 90s. As far as in the media, I only got in the media when they tried to steal my property from me. But I used to go to these briefings in La Positas, New Mexico. Bill Pollack, who was my mentor in this business, ex-CIA, now deceased. But Bill would bring in astronauts and these intel people. And let me tell you what I was shown when I was there. There was actually a pilot made for NBC with Charlton Heston as the narrator. And they were going to cover our hidden history and go that route. But they covered something that you're touching on right now. And that was, if we go further with cell phone, electrical towers, all these things, okay, we're messing with the magnetosphere. And they started listing things that would happen. Impotence, brain cancer incident would be way up, mental illness would be way up, and the NBC was not allowed to publish that show.
Of course, and anything that is ever, even with the rifle system, with all the frequencies that was curing all these kind of different sicknesses, right? And then the next thing you know, they demonize, just look like what they did to Tesla, because they didn't want to send electricity through the air, through the, and they wanted to put the wires in the ground. They wanted to sell the copper. They wanted to put the iron up. So everything is targeted around them padding their pockets and feeding their sick care industry. And so this electromagnetic pollution, where we have it right now, and with 5G going up, and they're talking, Brother Dave, like in the next 10 years, there could be 100,000 plus satellites around our planet, and 5G will be nothing by then. You could have six, seven, eight, who
Yes.
knows what kind of G you're going to have. And they need this for AI. They need this for robotics. And they're talking, because they don't want to scare people, but they're talking about double energy output we need for this. Double energy output. So imagine that we now have 100,000 satellites in the sky beaming down, who knows what, 7, 8, 9 G. We've got saturated on this planet with the same thing. We got robots all over the place. I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen Tesla's freaking latest stockholder meeting that they had on one of these studios, where Optimus was walking around talking to people, serving drinks. I mean, the robo taxi was driving people around with no steering wheel, no. I mean, this is happening. Nothing that any of us are going to can do about to stop this technology from being released. What we can do, and so more electromagnetic pollution, more an EMF radiation. And EMF radiation, I want to show something real quick. So we got this electromagnetic pollution eating up our atmosphere. We got the chemtrails putting all kinds of nastiness into our environment, into our air. It's going into the rain, it's going into the ground, it's saturating this planet, right? The people and the planet. And then we have EMF radiation coming out of Wi-Fi, television, electrical, all the electrical stuff in your home, pretty much everything, everything. And the big problem now, 5G's come out. You can see these towers. You can see them, Dave, right? Going up everywhere, Brother
Everywhere.
Dave. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're just multiplying. And 4G went to the bone marrow. It penetrated the bone marrow. 5G penetrates the blood, in the cells, in
At
the
the
blood,
cellular level.
at a cellular level.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And it shuts down the ATP channel in the cell that brings in the nutrition, the good nutrition in, and brings the waste out. It shuts it down completely, which kills the cell. And when you see it under a microscope, all the cells clump together when you put a cell phone next to the thing. The solution we have spreads them all apart and stops that from happening. We'll talk about that. But that's exactly what it does. And we're just scratching the surface of EMF radiation right now and electromagnetic pollution. And these storms, not the ones that are created by weather weapons, but the ones that are intensified naturally, it's happening because of the electromagnetic pollution. It's like eating up our atmosphere. But again, you know, we're going to be coming a few times here, Dave, with you to be talking about some of the things you already know about that I won't want to bring out. But we've got a way, you know, and I'm not, when I say we, I don't mean me. I mean scientists around the world that have been working on this stuff for years now and have units out and have created bigger units, which is not going to even be available to the public. It's all going into the hands of millionaires, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billionaires, because you only need about 335 of them to start reversing the problem and starting to clean up our air. This is, we'll get into a more of a detailed thing. The white paper's coming out. The science is all behind it. They've been testing this thing for years now. And again, we cut all our trees down, so we're not grounding. You know, we're
that's
not
true. Yeah, that's
cleaning
right.
The air, right? And so this is very exciting stuff. And I do want to talk about that on a later
Julia,
show.
I got to ask you something, though.
Sure.
Okay. And this is just for me. And I want to explain it in a way the audience can understand. I think there's a difference in transmission of energy that if you used free energy a la Tesla from electromagnetic energy. And these people are never going to, the powers that be are never going to let, in the foreseeable future, they're not going to let free energy in. Let me tell you just a real quick anecdote. When I was working with the aforementioned Bill Pollack and another ex-NSI, Vance Davis, who comes on my show a lot, we were working together with astronauts like Ken Johnson and so forth. And they knew how to do free energy. We attracted the attention of Ken Lay and Enron.
Wow.
And they had hired me to be the historian and give perspective and so forth. And so I researched the history of this. I know this front and backwards like no one else. And here's what ended up happening. Ken Lay was going to pay for a community to be built in the San Luis Valley in Colorado, all powered by free energy. And this is when the government, the deep state, really through the government, came in and implicated Enron in malfeasance, which they didn't do, fraud, which they didn't do, and arrested Ken Lay, and then said he committed suicide. And I'm here to tell you right now, I don't know if Ken's still alive, but we know for a fact he didn't commit suicide. I mean, this is something I bring in, and I want to contrast this for the audience. We have the ability to have totally harmless, free energy.
We do.
But these people will never let you have it. And they took down a major Fortune 500 corporation and wrongly imprisoned the CEO. And we're lucky we walked away. Seriously, I thought we were going to get prosecuted too, but we walked away. And so what you're talking about here is necessary as far as intervention, because we're going to be stuck with this for the foreseeable future. Did I make that clear enough?
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, they take anybody down that's doing good and gets to a
exactly.
certain point. And that's a shame. And, you know, God willing, always God willing, right? The creator willing.
Yes, sir.
We soon, hopefully, these people won't be in charge. But again, we don't know, you know, just like this election coming up, I'm going to vote. I'm going to do exactly what you talked about at the beginning, but it's the same thing. They still have these voting machines, and I have no idea what they're going to do. But at the end of the day, yes, we could have free energy that is safe and that would not harm. Another thing, Dave, that the EMF radiation is doing in all the chemtrails and all that stuff that's being sprayed in the air is Alzheimer is taking off like a rocket. And my mother-in-law has it, and she's such a beautiful woman. She's 83 years old. And now, I mean, I can't even tell you the horrible things that are happening every day now. Mm-hmm. That is a terrible situation. And they're talking about within the next 20 to 30 years that that's going to collapse the entire healthcare system with all the people that have Alzheimer. And if we don't think that the calcification of the vessels that carry the blood and the oxygen to all of the different organs in our body is not being affected by all of this electromagnetic EMF radiation and electromagnetic pollution, I got to tell you something, that's not true. And again, like Brother Dave just said, anytime people are doing the righteous thing and get to a point where it could, you know, be brought out to the masses, all of a sudden they're prosecuted, they're arrested, and then they suicide themselves. where they had no tendencies for suicide. And that just seems to be going on way too much in this world. And hopefully we'll see a change in the future. We will be bringing, again, the ones that we need, the 300 and some out, they're going to be going to people that have very, very big means. They're going to be put on private property. But the other units that are smaller, like one-tenth of the price, these big units are huge. You know what I mean? They're huge.
And what do these units do, though? Let's be real clear about
Well,
that.
they pull out all the electromagnetic pollution from the atmosphere. And they do the big ones start at 750 kilometers and over about 90 days move out to 2,500 kilometers. So you're talking about 1,550 mile radius from around that device, wherever it is. And it goes up.
What percentage of the bad stuff does it pull out? Do we know?
Cleans it up. I mean, I got a little one in my backyard, the first generation, because I had told the gentleman that's helped funding this. I said to him, I said, look, I don't talk about something unless I use it and I see that it works, and then great. But what I noticed right away, besides the calmness, getting better sleep, and all of those things, was the brightness of the sky and the lack of chemtrails above my house. My other house in Austin, I just paid $550 to move it, Brother Dave, over here to the new place. And down in the Dominican Republic, we have a house in the Dominican Republic, and since my wife Cindy is from there, when you look at the sky, it's so beautifully blue. There's very few parts of the United States where you can look at the sky and see that type of blueness at all. You can't see it. And it's because of all this chemtrails and all this stuff that they're doing, and even the food. Let's look at the food, what they're putting in the food, and they're putting a lot of stuff in the food and the water and the air because they're getting this graphene into your system. You know how these young people are starting to come up with all these blockages and this
Yes.
goo coming out of their veins, their brains, and all this. They got a plan with this graphene and this electromagnetic pollution and EMF radiation and the control grid to basically be able to shut people down. And this is why it's so important to protect yourself from it, because we're getting hit with the TV set at 440 hertz. Well, what's 440 hertz? Well, it used to be 444, and music instruments were tuned at 444. 440, the DoD and the Rockefeller Foundation, one of their foundations, did a study and found out that 440 hertz literally makes people anxious, depressed, fearful, and it's a complete reversal of like good frequencies, like 432 hertz and 444 hertz and 528 hertz. It helps repair the DNA. We're vibrating beings.
Yeah,
We're
I hear
spiritual
you.
vibrating beings, right?
I got something to add to this. I have a background in mental health and I taught psychology for decades. And I'm telling you right now, we're seeing an explosion of mental illness. And a figure just came out from an official government agency. And they said, since the advent of COVID, and it ain't COVID that's doing it, people, okay, it's what they're doing to us in the environment. Mental illness is up 38%. And I've been saying this on my show and say it's anecdotal, and I don't have the research. And I was saying this like 3 or 4 years ago, but you see road rage everywhere. People are going nuts in department stores. I've never seen behaviors at this, and it's becoming frequent. And now we have this 38% figure. There you go, Jimmy, right there. And then there's something else you brought up. There's actually a term for what you're talking about. It's called dimming the sky. It's a Bill Gates cloud brightening program. I just did something on this on my social media a couple of weeks ago. And this brightens the sky, it reflects sunlight. And the research is showing that since they start doing this, we're getting 18% sunlight, less sunlight to the earth. And this is exactly what you're noticing here when you're not seeing blue skies like you should.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think the United States is the testing ground for everything bad, right?
Agreed.
I mean, you look at the cereals. You got a cereal in the UK, you got a cereal in the United States. This cereal has five ingredients. This one has 27. I mean, you get bananas in the United States that are organic, they're bending. I go to the Dominican Republic, I get organic banana right from from the farm to the little place where they sell them. It's the most sweetest, wonderful tasting fruit when you eat the banana and the mango and all of that. Then you come back to the United States and you think you're doing something wonderful by buying organic. And it doesn't taste the same at all. The meat doesn't taste the same, the vegetables, the fruit, nothing. And then they're, like you said, they're doing this to our skies. They're doing stuff to our water. They're doing stuff to our food. And they're attacking us like viciously with frequency attacks. And you're having a lot of people, you're talking about mental illness. 100%, it's starting to shut off the oxygen to the brain because it starts to calcify a lot of these different little blood vessels in the brain itself. And again, with them putting this graphene into everything and their whole other cocktail of death, it's just intensifying everything. It's making it worse. And one of the things that I have, let me get a little sip of water here real quick, Brother Dave. I have a salt lamp over here. I have Suge Knight. I have these are from a company that's been around now for over 10 years that have sold millions of their energy wellness products around the world. And you can see things that say they block EMF, right? The thing about it is, we're not looking to block technology. We're looking to mitigate the harmful effects of the technology. The body's not used to this type of energy coming from these cell phones. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. Almost everybody on the planet. I don't care where, most people have a cell phone, right, Brother Dave? I mean, most people
Even
have a
the
cell phone.
illegal aliens are given cell phones. Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting the new apples, I think.
Yeah.
But by putting, and I've got both of these things on, but by putting a holographic disc. And this is a strip. This goes like on monitors, TV sets, all of that. But taking a holographic disc and putting it 1 inch from up from the middle of your cell phone now turns your cell phone into a positive instead of a negative. Then you take the band that has, this has 200 frequencies that keeps your body from overreacting to EMF radiation and protects it against that ATP channel situation. And then you put the band on, which has another 300 frequencies. And Suge Knight in it. And now I can go out about and I'm good. I'm not going to get the effects like everybody else is walking around and they're near a cell tower. I mean, the same guy that was the engineer at Texas Instruments, his name's Steve Lukowski. He's one of the partners of Bodyline and one of the original founders. He now runs the cable under the ground, the fiber cable. And they have to hook up to the 5G towers. He sees things that we don't even want to talk about because they're going to come around him when the animals and all of the it's not good. I mean, they got warning signs on these 5G towers. It birds cannot go up and land on these things. They won't last that long before they drop to the earth dead. I mean, these are very, very, they go short distances, but they're so much more powerful than what 4G was. But yet they're not going into the marrow, bone marrow anymore. They're going into the blood. And the blood, life is in the blood. You take life out of the blood that feeds all the organs the oxygen, and you start destroying that. Well, we got big problems. That's what you're talking about, this mental illness, Alzheimer, just every, it's amazing. The whole healthcare industry is rewarded based on how many prescriptions do I give and how many vaccinations do I give. What we need to do is how many patients are healthy. That should be your bonus.
I
How many
agree.
patients you got healthy? Or if you're above the national average of healthy patients, then you should get compensated. You should get bonuses. But when it's about, well, I have this thing with my daughter, with our little grandson Noah about the vaccines, Brother Dave. And I'm sure you understand that thing. I'm like,
I
no
get it.
vaccines, no vaccines.
Yeah.
But I'm not the mother. I'm not the mother, right? And I have two of my children that got the jab because of their job. They got the jab because of their job. Now, we've been seeing a lot of things going on in I don't like the jab. I think the jab, I think what we seen was that flu disappeared and COVID appeared and the numbers were exactly the same. And then they brought in this terrible vaccine to put what they wanted to put into the people's bodies in order to do what they want to do, their agenda. And now this whole electromagnetic EMF radiation with 5G supercharging it, and they know that they got to add more energy output because of robotics and AI again. I mean, if you double the energy output, just double it, you're doubling the EMF radiation. You're not even including the additional satellites in space or the additional towers going up. Think about that. I mean, you know, what kind of health-related issues is going to, these things are, all these health-related issues are going to accelerate if people don't protect themselves, like with that Hylum, what is it, the salt lamp, the paint salt lamp. You can get it on Amazon. You can get some Shugnite. I mean, these things on you know, where you're going to give them the link where they can go and get this, these things are very, very low cost, and they last for over a year. So you replace them every year. Same thing with this here. You know, it lasts for a year. So you replace it every year as part of your protection plan. I mean, you get insurance on your home in case it burns down. You get insurance on your car in case you get into a wreck. You get life insurance on your health in case you pass away and you want to leave something to your family. Why would you not protect yourself and your family from EMF radiation, Brother Dave? You know, I mean,
You know, you almost get to a point where you know this is intentional, too. Because I'll just go to the 30,000 foot view. Since I started this business, I keep coming across quotes from people like Ted Turner, the global elite, so-called. And they say we need to reduce the population of the earth by 90%. And then you add to Kamala Harris wants to have universal health care for all. Well, we've got 50 million illegals in our country. 21 million have come in since they've took office. And we don't have the money to pay for this. So healthcare is going to be rationed. And so the treatment of things they're giving us is going to be almost non-existent for a lot of the population. And so this is why I've got one of those patches right here that I'm putting on my cell phone when we're done with this conversation. And we're going to have to self-treat because we're going to have a crappy healthcare system if she comes in. And even if she doesn't get in, okay, we still got this electromagnetic radiation, and we're ignoring free energy from Tesla, and that's not going to change. And by the way, did you know there's a law? It's called the Invention Act of 1951. So if you invent something that interferes with business or government, they can take it from you and fine you and even put you in jail if you don't desist.
And suicide you.
Yeah, well, okay, that's happened too.
It's interesting because, again, you have to be, you know, I used to go into companies, Dave, and, you know, I from the high school, I went into the military. From military, I went into being a production manager at a Crane Plumbing, and then I became a foreman, and then I became a production manager. And I used to go into these companies, and I would just do two things. I would treat the people with respect, and I'd give them praise, right? I ask, you know, lift them up, and I'd do preventive maintenance on the equipment. That was it. You know what I mean? And then I would do double or triple the quota. We need to do preventive maintenance in our life. We got to protect ourselves. We have a broken, you can't even call it a healthcare system. It's a sick care system. And the food supply and the water supply and the air supply all are feeding it. The electromagnetic pollution, the EMF radiation, because these companies own everything. And they're feeding what? What's the healthcare? $4 trillion a year? 4 point some trillion a year? It's what, 25% or 20% of the economy? Something like that? The sick care industry? So they want it to be worse. They have no problem cranking this up. They're going to crank it up. What we're seeing right now is nothing. I have friends of mine that are business partners that have people that own funeral homes. They own crematoriums. They said they've never seen business this good. Well, that's not a good statement when a funeral home or a crematorium says that they've never seen business this good, and they're gobbling them up, Dave, because they're anticipating from what they're going to be doing that more than half the population will be gone, you know, from all of this stuff.
I heard, who was it? Name has jumped out of my head, and I apologize. Oh, Victor Davis Hanson. I heard Victor Davis Hanson talk about the depopulation going on in Europe. We are too. Our birth rate's 1.6. And I know this leads to fertility, what we're talking infertility.
Right. Yes, it does.
So infertility, I learned that from Virginia Farver. But the bottom line is with this, is this is intentional. They're depopulating us right now, one step at a time. It's a silent killer. As some people say, silent weapons for the silent war. And they're making money on this, and then they're making money on treating the effects from this. And that's.
In a big way. And where's the two places women put this thing?
I
In
know.
here and right in their back pocket. This is where they put these things, right against their breast here, which is giving it problems with cancer and stuff, and then in their back pocket. And there's no protection. They have no protection on it. And you're 100% right. They own this company that's creating these devices. They own the hospitals. They own the pharmaceutical industries. They own the media. I mean, you see these people, State Street, Vanguard, BlackRock, and every single thing. And then there's other ones, the other big banks. You see them. They own, like, if you put all of them together, they own over 50% of these companies. I mean, these
I know.
major conglomerates, and they're all feeding yourself. It's interesting. I moved here to Texas back in 2012. Because a friend of mine wanted me to come and help with the technology and marketing systems and stuff for this company. And one night we had stayed up and I was talking to them. And I always had two big whiteboards in my office, right? So we're in a conference room that has two big whiteboards. So we're there for about 2 hours and I'm laying out how all of this is a system working to feed each other in order to strip us of all of our wealth. To keep the wealth in the few, keep the few healthy and prosperous, but suck everyone else dry through running through this system. And, Brother Dave, I'm going to vote. I believe that you have to vote when you love your country. You got to vote. You got to stand up and do something. You got to be part of the solution and not the problem. You got to put your energy into the solution. But I'm very in alignment with the things that you talk about on the Common Sense Show, the things that Sheriff Mack at the CSPOA talks about, Sister Sarah Westall talks about. I mean, one of the big problems I see out there with a lot of what I would call patriot influencers is that they're selling a lot of hopium. They're getting people just sitting back and doing nothing. And I've been saying this for years. I've been involved since 2020 in the whole thing. And I've been saying this we can't sit back idly by and do nothing. This is the reason why we're in the situation we're in, because we've all been doing very little. And you're listening to these people out there, like the white horse is coming in. It's going to save the day, free energy for everybody, med beds, all these things coming. And I really, in my heart, personally think it's going to be a battle to get to that point. You know what I mean, Brother Dave? I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean,
No.
it's.
But let's cut to the chase here. You can protect yourself from this crap. And this is, I know Jimmy from some other ventures and activities we're involved in. One of it is syndication of our show and moving it forward. And then Jimmy had told me about this product, and I'm well aware of the problems. You guys have heard Virginia on our show a lot. And Jimmy just said, well, we have a mitigator. We have something that can inhibit this. And so it comes in a package like this. Okay. And if you're listening on audio, I'm holding up a package that shows the product. Jimmy has shown it on the back of his phone. And it's just a little circle. If you're listening on audio, it's just a little circle about an inch above the bottom of your phone, right in the center. And it mitigates a lot of this electromagnetic nonsense that's just absolutely killing us at early ages. I mean, we're dying from things right now, people, that they never even had to treat 100 years ago or 50 years
No,
ago. It,
they did. They didn't. And when you get the band too, which you do have one of those too, Dave. And
yeah.
just so you know, you're going to see the link, Dave's link, in the description. But this band and this together, the combination protects you anywhere you go. And again, you got to put it on your calendar. Hey, I got, and they'll remind you. Hey, I got to change this out. But when you pay for this and you divide the cost per month, and this, I mean, for God's sakes, that should be one of the first things on your list. Because again, if we don't take care of this electromagnetic pollution and we don't take care of ourselves and this frequency war coming from every direction, every device, the EMF radiation is exploding and it's nothing compared to where it will be in the next few years and where it will be in the next decade. So protecting yourself, you can protect yourself or you like Dave said, you don't, Brother Dave said, you don't have to protect yourself. I would prefer to protect myself and my family. Every one of my children have this on their phone, and we have the strips on their TV because I want to do that. Just like I pay insurance on my
I
stuff,
hear
I
you.
want to make sure that I'm taking care of my family using preventive maintenance.
Well, let's go ahead and with the time we have left here and tell people how to get this. And we have a website
Sure.
set up now that you can go to. And I'm joining forces with Jimmy to bring this to the public because we've known it's been a problem. And Virginia and I have talked about this endlessly. But what do we do? She's led efforts to legislate. She's been involved in lawsuits, public hearings, talked to Congress, and we still have the same issue. So you know what? It's time you protect yourself. And the way you can do that is go to Bodyline, one word, bodyline.com/Dave Hodges. And I'm really proud to put my name on this product. And there'll be other things that we'll talk about too, because Bodyline's tremendous. Bodyline.com/Dave Hodges. Jimmy, any final remarks before we close?
If you could show the package so they know how to spell a line in there. I don't know if it's
Oh,
on
body
that one.
align. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Body align. Yep.
And
Okay.
I'm
Let me spell that, Jimmy. Okay.
sure.
Body ALIGN, bodyaline.com.
And then /Dave Hodgins.
And
And
forward
again,
slash.
you're gonna put the link in there. And then Dave, Brother Dave, as we get the white paper and we get all the rest of the scientific documents about the electromagnetic pollution, I definitely want to break it with you. And
Absolutely.
it's going to be coming out. And again, we don't need help with the big units. We're getting that handled because this is a race for time. This is literally a
Yeah.
race for time.
But you know, I'm going to throw a little comment in here because I got about 2 minutes here, but I'll say this very quickly. I wasn't a believer in replacement theory. I am now. Americans are being replaced. We've been subjected to these attacks for a couple of decades now. Okay. The people coming in who are first getting their cell phones, isn't that interesting? They give them cell phones and they're coming in. They're not here as permanent replacements. They're also going to see their population depleted, but after ours is depleted, and then they'll go by the wayside in large numbers too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all part of the same thing, people. And this is why I looked at what Jimmy was associated here with bodyaline.com, ALIGN. This is a natural, and you really need to take a look at this. And I'll tell you, it's extremely affordable and it's effective. Jimmy, I want to thank you for joining us. This has been kind of a landmark day here on the Common Sense Show, because I think we can make a big difference for people.
Yes, brother, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you bringing me on your beautiful show. And I'm looking forward to, coming back and talking to you about what we're going to be doing. We're not going to sit idly by. We're involved in solutions like we talked about in helping people.
Couldn't agree with you more. Well, we've been speaking with Jimmy Schwinn of Body Align, ALIGN, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Go there, people. I'm telling you right now, this stuff is not going to go away. Tesla technology is not going to save us. It's even covered under statute now, so you are stuck. The only thing you got left to do is to protect yourself. In the meantime, spread this because people need to know their attack they're under. Jimmy, thanks so much.
Thank you, brother.
Now, this looks like a sports story. Sports is ancillary to the story. It's merely a supporting mechanism to show you what a bigoted and prejudiced nation the wokesters and this administration is taking us to. And we're going to expose this right here by using Caitlin Clark as the example. And if you fit into any of the three demographics that I'm going to show you, Katie, bar the door when Kamala Harris, the puppet, is installed by the deep state. And next year will be hell on wheels for you if you fit into any of these three categories. And I would also add two, three categories I'm going to identify. I'd add one more I didn't put in there because it didn't relate to Caitlin. And that would be Hispanics and Blacks who are in support of America. America first, hard work, entrepreneurship, kids getting educated, going on to productive lives. If that's you and you happen to be Hispanic and Black, watch out. They're coming for you too. Now, we're brought to you by a really interesting product I just love. Got a product here from Tony Horton, celebrity fitness trainer. And you know what he does? He trains people like Stevie Nicks, but she's in her 70s. Can you believe that? I saw her, I think, late 30s. She's phenomenal. And then the late Tom Petty, who before his unfortunate death, he was in tremendous shape. Bruce Springsteen, same thing. He is one of the most respected trainers out there. Now he's 66, and you look at him, you're taking 25 years off of what you see. Now he has a method that I'm going to share with you. And don't reach for your wallets. You're not going to need it. This information's free. It's a method anyone can do in about 1 or 2 minutes a day within a very short period of time to feel stronger. Almost anyone beginning this will feel some degree of age-related muscle loss between 40 and 50, and you lose about 1 to 2% a year. That sounds small until you add it up over a decade. And now we know why older people often look hunched over and skinny and skin just hanging off the bones. That does not have to be you as you begin to age into middle age and later age. Now, it's perfectly natural to worry about this. But health experts have long believed that age-related muscle loss is simply inevitable. Not true. And by the way, I was starting to show some early signs of it too when I got sick. And we talked about my journey there. Well, now, I don't show any signs of this. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I've reversed things. I've gotten stronger and a little bit more muscular. The results are undeniable. Now, Tony Horton is the subject of a short report detailing exactly how his body strengthening method works. It's online and free to the public to review and share. Go to Tony Protein, and that's one word, tonyprotein.com/Dave. Now, if you're watching this on social media, all you got to do is go to the link in the description box and click it on, and that's tonyprotein.com/Dave. Wow, do we have a story for you? It'll just show you what a horrific, decrepit nation that we're trending into. This image here of Caitlin Clark and the graphic that goes with a child prodigy to NCAA legend, WNBA number one pick, slandered, racially insulted, just terrible, terrible abuse. And you know what? She's handled herself with complete and perfect grace. And she's let the things bounce off her until the end of the year. She said, "This league abused me." And she talked about the flagrant fouls. We'll get to that in a minute. And she's physically attacked all the time in the league. We're going to get to that. Caitlin Clark recently inked, and this is the story where it really begins. And it shows you that if you fit into certain categories, watch out. Caitlin Clark is the poster child for this abuse and about what's coming to you. Caitlin Clark inked a $28 million 8-year Nike deal, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's exponentially more than her base salary in the WNBA, which I think is about $76,000 a year. Nike won the most competitive bidding war in women's basketball history, as per the Wall Street Journal. Okay, now, I want you to see this right here. Nike has not promoted Caitlin at all since signing her over 6 months ago. Well, usually you sign someone and you start running commercials for them, wearing a Nike shirt, developing a Nike pair of shoes, a signature shoe, outrageous price. The girls, "Oh, I want them, I want them, I want them, I want them." And the parents have to save up the money to go get it in this difficult Biden-Harris economy. This is what happens, but they have done nothing. They are silent. But by signing her, they've locked her up and she can't go further with other offers that would promote her, help make her more of a household name than she already is. She, I think, honestly, her and LeBron James today are the two most recognizable figures in sports. And that's not an exaggeration. Now, I looked into why Nike would pull such crap. And this is abuse by neglect. Okay, now let's take a look at this. I looked into who owns Nike. Take a look at this. Nike Major Asset Managers. This tells you why it is what it is. And if you're not familiar with the topic, I will break it down for you. Okay, the top major asset managers, top institutional holders for Nike, Vanguard One. There's the numbers there, over $9 billion. BlackRock Two, over $7 million. State Street Three, Over $4 billion. Now, you know what's interesting about these three corporations? We talked about the inspectors and who is paying them. I brought them into condemned properties that could force people to never return, bulldoze everything and come in and do lithium mining. And who do these companies invest in? The lithium mining company we've talked to you about. Gee, what a coincidence. I'm just also the fire is the same area. Who's the major mining company owns the rights? Who's their major asset manager? You got it right there. You got the big three. The biggest monopoly, because they're interlocked, the biggest monopoly in world history is right here. It's illegal under our antitrust laws. They should be forced to break up, but they're not. And they are abusing certain segments of our population. And I believe they're behind what's going on with Caitlin Clark. Okay, now, what is Caitlin Clark? Nice smile. Okay. It's Caitlin Clark. Now, here's a look at her accomplishments. Okay. Who wouldn't want this? I don't remember a rookie having this impact since before, and not even Michael Jordan. I mean, he got great in about his third year. He was good when he came in, really good. LeBron was right up there in the beginning. Before him in the 80s, it was Larry Bird. It was Larry Bird this, Larry Bird that. I'm old enough to remember that very clearly. Okay. Now here comes Caitlin, WNBA Rookie of the Year, led the league in assists as a rookie, lifted a last pace. Place team to the playoffs, lifted the league financially, estimated $50 million worth of value associated with Caitlin Clark and to the league directly. Her popularity led to charter flights for NBA teams. She sells out arenas on the road. The attendance averages 7,000 fans per game. Okay, without Caitlin Clark, 7,000 fans per game without Caitlin Clark, and 17,000 fans with Caitlin Clark per game. She is carrying the league. Well, you think that they would promote her? She'd be on the front of all arenas when she's playing. The newspapers would be running ads to attract attention to the local team when she comes in for an away game. Crickets chirping, just like Nike. Now, here's something really dark. A flagrant foul, in case you don't know this, is a foul that occurs when a player is on the court and someone comes up and does something extremely violent and unsportsmanlike. If you're going in for a layup, and I'll show you something in just a minute, and a player comes up and the intent is to injure and harm, not block the shot. Sometimes they're going to contact, player can go to the floor. It was just attempted a block, and it's a foul, and no one says anything. Player gets up, goes and shoots the free throws, no big deal. But then there is the hit to the head, follow through, knock you to the floor. Another time she was standing waiting for an inbounds pass, player just came up and shoved her to the ground. That's called flagrant foul. Now, if this was in the NBA, which I'm not a fan of how the NBA is managed, but if this were in the NBA, college or high school, ejection and probably a suspension. In the WNBA, some of these fouls have been ignored. And I want to repeat this statistic. 17% of all flagrant fouls called this season in the NBA were committed against Caitlin. One player for the whole league got almost one of the five flagrant fouls. So don't tell me it's not intentional. The intent was to injure. She's playing in Europe, and will she return? That's the mystery. That's the big mystery. She's all WNBA, Rookie of the Year, but she was left off the Olympic team for relics that really, quite frankly, in basketball parlance, they belonged in a wheelchair. Diana Taurasi is one of them. Racial comments made about her by ESPN are off the charts. Okay, now, who is Caitlin? Well, she has the trifecta. If you understand diversity, equity, and inclusion, and ESG ratings by BlackRock, she has undesirable traits for the woke crowd. She's white. She's straight and she is Christian. And that sets her apart from most of the league. And honestly, the rest of the league, listen to me, sit down, put down your signs and your magic markers. I don't care what you are. You have to answer to God at some point in time, whatever you are, whatever you've done, same as I do with my shortcomings. I don't care. But what I do care about is because here is someone who has these three traits. This is now reverse Jim Crow of the 2020s. And it's manifested right here. Now, if you want to know what's coming under Puppet Kamala, she's about woke DEI. What did she say about aid in North Carolina? Do you remember this? We need to distribute aid on Carolina. Versed on equity. She didn't say equality. Equity. Hey, white people, straight people, Christians, get to the back of the line. If we run out of supplies, tough shit for you. This is what's happening. What does BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard and ESG policies loathe? You guessed it. So Nike signs her, then holds her fame captive by not promoting her. Say hello to woke. This is the future of America. And yes, I'm going to bring it into the election, inevitable, because it's BlackRock that's behind choosing Kamala. It's BlackRock that's been involved in so many nefarious things over the year, where even if they didn't do anything themselves in the first person, they always seem to be an investor in groups that do. And when it happens often enough, you have to ask yourself, how many coincidences does it take to make a conspiracy? Well, you have to decide that for yourself. I think you can tell I've made up my mind. I hope Caitlin stays in Europe. I said in the second week that she was playing in the WNBA, and I saw about the third flagrant foul against her. I said, that girl's not going to survive the season, and she needs to quit, renounce her contract, and go to Europe and play. Well, she managed to get through the season, managed to get through. Now she's in Europe, and I hope she doesn't come back. And I'm sorry to you people who are fans. I'm a fan. I love watching her play. Hey, look, I've never been a fan of the WNBA, ever, never, until she started playing because she brings so excitement. And it ain't the DEI characteristics that I, anti-DEI that I like. I care less if she's white or whatever, right? I was a huge Michael Jordan fan in the day. I thought, man, this guy can almost do no wrong. Now, LeBron turned me off with his politics and his big mouth. But when you just separate his basketball, I said, he's incredible, especially when he was an 18-year-old rookie. I just, oh my, he's almost like God's answer to basketball. And I think I was even quoted as saying that in a paper when I was interviewed by a local reporter. This is wrong, what's happening. But this is your future. If you don't get out and vote, if you don't get people in, and we don't return to a meritocracy and not this BS of DEI and ESG ratings from BlackRock, and then support Donald Trump getting a new DOJ and tearing down BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and breaking them into a thousand different corporate entities where they can never do this crap again. And then you never have to buy Nike either. Seriously. Just like you didn't have to shop in Target where their sales plummeted for their transgender clothing being pushed on kids. You didn't have to drink Bud Light, as many people call it, the tranny beer. Now, I don't use those pejorative phrases, but that's what you heard all the time. And people, their sales, they lost billions. Let's make it expensive for Nike. And good luck to Caitlin. And Caitlin, I hope I get to see some clips of you in Europe. Because she truly, I mean, if you're familiar with Steph Curry, the best shooter that's ever lived in the NBA, and there's no question, like I said, and he's liberal, but he's not obnoxious about it, which is his right. And I don't dislike him over it. LeBron crosses the line into reverse discrimination. Steph Curry does not. But Steph Curry is the best pure shooter basketball has ever seen. And she is, Caitlin Clark is the female Steph Curry, and it ain't close. And this is how she gets treated. She saved this league this year, the league that lost $50 million. Save the league. This is how you get treated because you're not the right race, non-religion, DEI, baby. That's it for the Common Sense Show. God bless all of you. Oh, I could get persecuted for saying that in the upcoming administration. And by the way, you won't see me behind a microphone come February if Puppet's in. Okay, seriously, they're going to take all of us down. And who knows what they're going to do beyond that.